State Senator Adam Hines began his 2-year term representing Western Massachusetts earlier this month. He has taken over for fellow Democrat Ben Downing, who retired after a decade in office. Hines, a former UN conflict negotiator who later worked on crime and social issues in Pittsfield and North Adams, spoke with WAMC about his first impressions of the Massachusetts legislature.
Well, it's been great to transition from talking about doing work for, in my case, 9 months on the campaign trail, to actually rolling up your sleeves and doing the work. And so, it's been wonderful to hit the ground running. And I have to say, when you're getting sworn in, as happened 2 weeks ago, I was also hit by the weight of the responsibility of representing the district and the weight of the institution, you know, the history of it. Massachusetts is the longest continuously operating legislative body in the world. And so you get that sense during the swearing-in process.
And as a freshman senator, what is your strategy for ensuring you can influence your colleagues who may have been there longer and see that your initiatives that you're pursuing are acted upon?
Right. It's a lot about relationship building. And so we're going through the process now of getting to know every one of my colleagues and really making sure that we're proactive in this initial milestone, which is filing legislation, which happens right away. And so we have a deadline coming up at the end of this week, and we're working hard with our colleagues right from the start.
And among those relationships, have you had a chance to sit down with Governor Charlie Baker?
Well, interestingly, in the swearing-in process, I was a part of two different temporary committees that were tasked with relaying the message to the governor that the body was ready for the swearing-in process, et cetera. And so through that process, really quick informal exchanges with the governor, and I look forward to working with him for sure.
You mentioned the start of legislation for the session. What are some of the items that you plan to get working on right away?
Well, there's a dynamic that I'm really concerned about right now, which is increasingly what I'm calling the tale of two states. You know, and we've been watching this in the eastern part of the state, the economy improving and median household incomes going up, while in the western part, we've seen the opposite, you know, population decline. Our median household income is over $20,000 less than the rest of the state, and schools paying a price as our student enrollment goes down. And so really for me, my agenda is focused on what do we need to do to spur our economy? And it means, unfortunately, some very fundamental issues revolving around high-speed internet transportation, making sure that we have workforce development in place. And so I'll be working day and night on those issues, among others. I really want to put together a package for our small and middle-sized companies so that they can thrive in Western Massachusetts. It's very, very quick to link then also to education, and we have a lot of funding issues across the board that we'll be looking at this session, including on Chapter 70. But to me, it's critical that we work on universal pre-K, and it's also critical that we get our college affordability under control. And so those are some of the top priorities. I will also look forward to taking over from Senator Downing some of his work on energy and the environment. It's something that Massachusetts has done well on until now, but we need to continue to keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Do you have an idea of which committees you will serve on?
I don't. We've been talking with the Senate President, and I will probably know sometime in February. But I've put in my choices, and we'll see what comes back.
What were those choices?
And for me, it's important to be closely involved in education. We're going to have an important conversation this session. It's important that we're involved in economic development and workforce development. So I've put that as another committee, and also arts, culture, and tourism, which is relevant for the district, and it's one that is a possibility to chair. So we're going to we'll see what comes back and hit the ground running regardless of which committee we're on.
Senator Hines, you've worked in Pittsfield and North Adams, and you're from Franklin County, but your district stretches far beyond those areas. What are you doing to reach out to understand what is happening in places like Southern Berkshire County, along with Hampshire and Hampden County?
Well, I'm happy that we now have two offices basically in the district. We'll have one in downtown Pittsfield with a district aide who will cover all of Berkshire County, but then we're also going to have a small office in Williamsburg, which will cover the hill towns from Franklin County and Hampshire County and a small portion of Hamden County. And so that'll be key in terms of having that regular interaction with constituents. It's also the case that we've been having regular conversations, community conversations, in that interim between the election and being sworn in. We hosted 5 Speak Up Western Mass community conversations to both help inform the agenda, but also I think, quite frankly, a lot of people are demonstrating that they want to get engaged in the political process, and in some very proactive ways that we're going to be communicating with constituents and providing action items and making sure we're all rowing in the same direction. That all came out of that conversation. We heard the message loud and clear that is the environment that people are in right now. And so we're going to continue that. We're going to have regular conversations and office hours, if you will, throughout the district, but far outside of where our actual offices are.
Senator Hines, what is your understanding of the state budget shortfall and plans to fix it? I've seen figures around a $600 million budget gap.
Right. Well, we've been disappointed by the governor's actions last month with 9C reductions to balance the budget, because we were hoping to see the December numbers first. And so, we'll be working towards a potential supplemental, budget if that's the case, if we can move in that direction. But it's unfortunately kind of a sign of the times that we're operating within right now. And so we did see, agreed budget for this year with the numbers ticking up 2 percentage points. And so we'll be getting to work on that shortly.
And also happening at the State House, there have been some delays in the rollout of recreational marijuana in Massachusetts that voters approved in November. Do you think delaying it and taking the time to make sure everything is in place is a good move?
Well, I do think that we should implement it, without any major significant changes to the initiative. In that sense, the people have spoken. But that said, I do think it's probably worth being very clear on making sure that we're implementing a piece of legislation that works well. And so we're learning lessons from other states that have gone in this direction. And if it takes a little more time, then it's probably worth it.
You talked a lot about the need to combat opioid abuse during your campaign. There are plans to bring a needle exchange program to Pittsfield, which is the largest city in your district. Is this something you support?
I do, and you put your finger on it. You know, I've been, some of my work before becoming senator was involved in substance abuse issues and public health, and we've seen hepatitis C. We've become a real unfortunately, an epicenter for the disease as a result. And so there are ways to do this in a way that that are protecting the population and making sure that it's that everyone is better off as a result. And so I do support it.